Placenta Review, episode 160, Dimensions in Danger. Oh, another Saturday for us, another Wednesday for YouTube viewers, and whenever.
Yeah, whenever. I don't know.
And today we got a full crew.
I'm back from the dead. Yay.
You also seem to have enough spikes.
What the shit?
That's
awesome. Well, you're showing up on here.
Hold on, push in the bottom of the thing. Maybe it's...
Behold the power.
Almost slightly.
Yeah, this is...
Well, I mean, it's still showing up on my end, so...
This is the best.
Of course.
Please tell me this is the mic check.
No. Nope. No mic check.
God damn it.
And then we also got a Shane back there somewhere.
Yep.
He's half awake.
Around the room!
Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Nick the Lone Paladin.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
And we are... actually all here together because there was a special anniversary that happened.
You're welcome.
25 years ago, last night, we were 25 years younger, and we weren't really doing anything, so it doesn't really matter.
We sat around and watched a dumpster episode.
But!
Yes, true.
God, that was 25 years ago. What the hell have I done with my life?
25 years.
25 years ago, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers aired here in America and started a new series that has run strong for 25 years. You could make your arguments that it's dipped, and you could make your arguments that you don't like certain eras and so on and so forth, but let us all be honest here.
It's still going.
It is a kid's show that is still going. And really and realistically, look back at your kids' shows and tell me what other kids' show is still going unaltered today, because Power Rangers is still Power Rangers today. Ninja Turtles, shut down, rebooted, shut down, rebooted, rebooted shut down, rebooted. He-Man, shut down, rebooted, shut down, rebooted, shut down, rebooted. There's no G.I. Joe. There's no Ghostbusters. There's...
Once in a Blue Moon, Tom and Jerry.
Even those go through...
Yeah, those get shut down.
Yeah, those get shut down and reset. Power Rangers, because of the way it was designed, has never actually been shut down and restarted. It is, technically speaking, still the same thing that it was all those years ago.
The only other thing I could think of would be like Sesame Street, but...
No, they're shut down. I thought they shut down and were moved.
They were moved to HBO.
Do they produce new episodes still?
Yeah.
They do? Okay, so your Sesame Street survived.
Yeah, but...
Kind of,
yeah.
It's not a public service...
Has anything survived the test of time? Aside from things like The Simpsons...
Simpsons did it.
We already covered that.
But truth be told, that's not in the same ballpark. It's not a kid's show. Which means it had the drive to where your parents watched it, you watched it with your parents, and why do you watch it today? Because you watched it with your parents. I don't believe The Simpsons is actually riding on credibility of its writing team today as much as it was back then, and the fact that it's become a staple of your life.
What season are they on?
Power Rangers brings in new fans all the time, and it doesn't necessarily bring them in because of your parents.
Brings it on because of your laziness to change a TV channel.
But really, X-Men, that's done.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't think of a single show. Even shows that we grew up with that were little oddballs like Saved by the Bell didn't bring in new classes and keep going. It's dead.
Yeah.
They're all dead.
Shane's breaking shit again.
Much like that red shirt down the hall.
He did.
Wrestling.
No, wrestling is not actually viable because the storylines that started in wrestling have actually been dissolved. Because WWF is what you grew up with, and it's dead. And when it died, a lot of the storylines
out and out.
Yeah, a lot of the storylines that were running in WWF are no longer referenced because, as far as your adult male drama goes, those never happened. They happened in terms of wrestling sports history, but not in terms of the storylines that you're viewing today on your wrestling association.
Yeah, if somebody literally walked into the ring and flipped somebody off and told them to eat a dick like Stone Cold used to, bye.
They just deny that that stuff ever happened in the storyline.
Yep.
And they just talk about the matches that said people had.
Yeah.
It's because the storylines have become irrelevant and canceled. But Power Rangers is still talking about the fact that five kids many years ago met a guy in a jar.
Who is interdimensional.
That is still relevant today. That happened in the history of Rangers and is so fucking important that it's one of the basis for what happened a couple days ago.
Yeah. Including the fact of people freaking out about a specific thing, in which case apparently they forgot rule number one of
don't,
a head in a jar. Yep.
Don't
view
that plot hole.
Did I tell you someone was going to say that? Oh, yeah.
We've been adding to the plot hole of Rangers for 25 years, and
we
I would give it
stopping now. Damn
I think
it!
It's not just us, but other people.
I
in the
would
community
give it credit.
Viewing plot holes. Yeah.
I would give it credit and tell you that the 25-year anniversary actually did pay nostalgia to a very important, lasting figure of all Power Rangers. It purposely created a fucking plot hole.
Yeah. The key staple to all Power Rangers.
One that will never be explained.
So far.
All right,
There's like four. Minimum.
I was about to say, which one are you talking about? Because yeah, I think we say, all I, got I, different
I,
ideas.
I think I got a few handful of plot holes, but...
So I know we're going to talk about this episode. I have no idea how long this is going to take, but let's be honest here. 25 years ago, you started watching the show. Did you watch it from the beginning?
Yes.
Yes.
I did?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yep. I was this many age.
Okay, so everybody here started on episode one. That's interesting, because some shows you get in, like with Dragon Ball Z, I gotta be honest, I started in the middle of the Raditz fight, and was like, I don't know what's happening, but this is fucking sweet.
I missed all of Dragon Ball, started with episode one of Z.
Right.
I started watching Dragon Ball Z, because it was on Fox, and next thing I know, they're like, magically warped into some ship where there's a bunch of people trying to shoot at him. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
No, that was Krillin and Gohan during the glass mirror thing, the filler episode,
yeah,
where filler they find that ship that's made from glass.
They were on their way to fake Namek.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. You start these shows in this fashion, but this is one of those rare events. Everybody started on episode one, in our group anyway, and a lot of kids.
I mean, there are times when people do jump in at the start, but not as often as people
right.
think.
So I'll put it this way then. Do you remember at all? I mean, honestly, we talk about this shit all the time, but do you honestly remember being that young and what it was like?
Mm-hmm. No, I've slept and drank a little bit since then.
Kind of not.
All right, a lot of it.
It's kind of hazy, but for me it's like, oh, look, a new show.
Oh,
and
snap.
It's over.
Yeah. You're asking him because he was like a teenager.
Jesus Christ, man.
Damn. No,
fuck.
I don't know. That was
the
not actually the reason.
Real.
No shit.
Because I'm the oldest one in the group so far.
He just called you old as shit, dude.
But no,
Episode one, I was five. I couldn't remember. I can't remember a lot about it. Fucking Scott's over in... Shane's sitting here like, yeah, Scott was fucking over there doing his goddamn taxes while he was watching this bitch.
I do remember slightly. I remember there was a superhero aspect. Five kids were given a technology. They changed into costumes, and then there was a bunch of martial arts. And in the first episode, they formed the Zord, but they didn't do anything with it.
Yeah, it was formed, and it's like, later.
They were just like, I'm a Zord, and then they picked up a sword, and Goldar was like, fuck that, and he was out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. It was like, why not fight the giant monkey? Fight the giant monkey.
Yeah, because...
Don't be a bitch, giant monkey!
The giant monkey was like, oh, he's got a sword, fuck that!
All you had to do was look down to on your right hand and realize that you have a sword, too.
You have a sword, too!
You could use it!
Yeah, maybe he could have fought the other guy with the sword? I don't know. But I do, there's little bits I remember, and I remember what solidified me, as most people will probably say. There was a 5-episode event. And it happened from Monday to Friday. And every single day that I went to school that week, I can remember being like, I gotta go home. I gotta go home. I gotta go home.
Mm-hmm. See, for me, something like that happened to me, not just on that, not just on the Green Ranger saga, the introduction of the Green Ranger, but for me, that kind of happened with Thundercats, when they had their Thundercats movie
show
on TV.
The reason I think Rangers had such an extreme impact when we were kids is because of, look back at the time you're talking about, and really stop and think about how old you were, and the Green Ranger saga drops. And you've been watching since episode 1. Then all of a sudden this new Ranger shows up, and all this different stuff that's been happening that seemed like every other TV show. Something happens, next week something happens, next week something happens, who gives a shit, stuff happens. No, but nothing ever mattered. Like, we grew up watching fucking shows like Full House and shit, where even though those people were growing up, it never seemed like time was actually passing. Stuff just fucking happened.
Yep.
And what's important about it is that while Rangers is episodic, all of a sudden we were attacked with this moment that said, all this has happened, now there's a Green Ranger, all this did happen, time has been accumulating, experience was gained, and they've been beaten.
Yep.
And then every day moved something forward, and it gave us our first sense of a storyline that mattered. Because at the same time, if you think back, like with Batman the Animated Series, you could pick up any one of those episodes and watch them, and who cares?
Yep.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where, when. You can watch season 4, season 1, season 2, season 3. Doesn't matter.
Just be careful, because there are like a handful that do interconnect, like the ninja one, like the ninja.
Yeah, there's
like the
it's a two-parter
thing.
Basically. Yeah. Two-parter separated by like 15 episodes in between.
Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, you got to be very careful with that one. Otherwise, it don't matter.
So Rangers, whether you love them or hate them, whether you've been around from the beginning or you got in later on, this has had staying power. And you can argue all you want, and you can even list in the comments how wrong we might be, but I think you would be hard-pressed to think of more shows that have survived the test of time running on the same storyline, even if it is flawed.
Exceedingly flawed.
Where time has moved forward and advanced the characters. Because, very obviously, Tommy is not 15.
No, now he's a daddy.
Yeah, he's a daddy.
And he's no longer trying to play 15. And all the other Rangers that know him, no, he's not 15. Because these characters have moved forward and have aged and things have happened and they are written in the history. Because
everyone knows he's a legendary Ranger. So.
Shit.
Yes.
At this point, you might as well just call him the Legendary Ranger.
No shit.
Because everybody fucking knows him.
He is. He's beyond broke at this point.
People don't even go, hey, man, you remember that Jason guy who used to lead the Mighty Morphin team? Who? You know, the guy that was hanging out with Tommy. Oh, hey, I know Tommy. Tommy's a cool guy. But who the fuck's this Jason guy?
He was the gold.
He was a gold ranger?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Yep, second strongest ranger ever.
And I'm going to tell you something.
I don't know.
Now.
He had a pretty stupid Zord.
I know, it was stupid.
Hey, you can't do a 25th anniversary episode without making fun of Bill's favorite Zord.
Yeah, yeah.
And technically the Zeo powers were supposed to be broken
high?
So.
No, they're not broken.
They were supposed to be.
No, they weren't.
They
were
supposed
never
to always be like growing and stuff.
Right,
like
which means they're dangerous, not broken.
Oh.
Yep.
Because the more you utilize them, every time you morph their perpetual energy, they're stronger every time you use them, which means the more time they're in action, the more dangerous they become for the users.
Yep.
The two series that you actually saw the power being destroyed was Mighty Morphin and Turbo.
Yes, those powers were legitimately
they were destroyed.
This is gonna get a little complicated. It'll dive into when we're talking to the episodes.
Yep.
No Power Ranger power has ever been destroyed. We will talk about that.
It's just been temporarily disabled.
In a way, energy cannot be destroyed.
Yeah.
And the only thing Ranger powers are is energy.
And you saw that
there's a device which connects you to that energy. There is a linking device, something that helps you pull from the mystical field of energy called the morphing grid.
That's the coin going into the morpher as a catalyst.
Yes. Yep. And those can be damaged, and we might not always know how to make them exactly the same again, the same morphing energy has never actually ever been damaged or destroyed. It's always there.
You saw
that
in the space episode when Adam came back and he used his morpher.
Yeah, it was like
and it was cracked. He could still morph, but it was unstable.
Yeah,
right.
Right, because the unit that he used was damaged, not the powers.
Yeah, it's kind of like whenever you get pissed off and you break a controller. Doesn't mean your system's broke.
Kinda
just
like,
means you can't use it to
get like
a new controller.
Just because your computer sucks doesn't mean the internet is broken.
Right.
No.
The internet is there.
Internet sucks.
Look, that's on Comcast. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
No, Xfinity.
Oh, man.
Since that's what they're being called.
True, but still.
Yeah.
He says, that's on Comcast. Fucking AT&T.
No better.
Need to hurry up and hook some goddamn DSL up in here.
But, yeah, so I think...
So let's talk about this episode, because it is important.
I
want
to go around real quick, and I want to ask everybody what they thought of the episode.
Oh, we're going to get to that.
Yeah.
That's when we rate.
Yep.
That's what we do here.
Who else was disappointed?
Me.
So let's start off. Where's the episode begin? Take us chronological order. We got to move through this.
Tommy drives home from being at the dojo.
Yeah, that's
calling.
Was that first scene?
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
Okay,
he was
I remember
on the phone
that.
With I think wife.
All right.
Wife
who
this
don't
is
know
important.
Who his wife is at the point. At
I think
point.
We do.
We've speculated for a long time because of that futuristic holiday episode.
Yep. And I think that this they don't sing it. But this gives us a little more expectation and belief. He has a kid. We did not see his wife.
He is
talking
to
her.
His kid's called JJ.
And he did go back. He left the school, and he's now working in a dojo again. Mm-hmm. He went back to martial arts.
Reefside is where Dino Thunder took place, right?
Do I remember that? I don't remember that.
I think so.
Because it might be possible that he might have stayed in the area since he had a place there. So,
but here's the thing. The thing that we know for sure is he went back to martial arts. That's a connection to his past.
Yep.
He's no longer a professor or whatever that dumb shit was about. We'll get there when we get there.
He has that experience somewhere.
I know how to deal with a bunch of little bastards now. Now get to punching.
And he does have a kid.
Now,
that's important.
Now, one thing I wonder at this point is like, JJ, I wonder if this was tied in with that comic.
They never said that one kid's name in that episode.
He just said JJ, that's it.
In the episode?
Yeah. Yeah,
he said
JJ.
He says,
no, not this episode.
In this episode, yeah.
Old Man Tommy episode. Did they ever say that kid's name?
Old Man Tommy is a comic book line.
No, Old Man Tommy happens on a Christmas
episode.
Oh, that.
Christmas
tree.
Listen, no matter how much you like comic books are not canon. Canon happens on film by the industry.
Well, considering I haven't even gotten any of those comics, that's why I asked if JJ was in the comic.
No, but that's more than fine, but it doesn't matter anyway. Nothing in a comic book is canon.
In that future Christmas episode, I don't think he ever said is the kid's name.
Which means they left that kid wide open so that this kid can be that kid.
Yeah.
Because the only thing you compare when you compare the canon of a universe is you compare it to the universe in which it was created. If the books came first, Harry Potter books get the final say in the continuity, not the movies, and vice versa. Yep. Star Trek is a live-action television series. Once the series says this is fact. Nothing else.
And
that's the way canon works.
Okay.
And since Rangers starts as a series, no comic book actually affects the series. It's just rough outlines of what could possibly explain problems in the canon.
But wouldn't it be cool if it was?
It would be.
Yeah. Just like some of the Star Wars video games would be awesome in canon.
Yes.
Some of the comic books would be awesome.
Easily.
Shit. A huge chunk of the novels would be awesome if they were back in the canon.
But the movies take the precedence. They created the standard.
Until the movies get altered and say, they're canon now.
No storyline element was altered in all the CGI add-ons, though, that I could, except for maybe he said no, but
they
didn't really change the story.
The plot of,
Boba Fett did not get an actual weird thing where he, like, flies off from the Sarlacc pit, making that canon in the movies, because they added, no storyline element was ever changed in the reshifting of the movies.
Bang.
Yeah, kind of the bar scene with
Here's the problem.
But the plot's still the same.
Here's the big problem with that. If you were going to get into that argument with that little gun thing, that did change his character because that alters a course of the movie, but they already did that anyway, so even if they change the movie back now you have to explain to me how Solo became heartless, because Solo's a relatively good fucking dude in Solo.
Yeah.
Doing that movie destroyed his character more than that laser blast ever fucking could.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Ever. The Solo movie damaged Solo forever from this point forward.
I haven't seen it yet.
He's too good of a guy.
Oh. That's not the Han I know.
That's right. He's not.
The Han I know is an ass.
He's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That was the whole point.
Wait. Prick. Well, he kind of is now.
Right. Well, okay, now that's the literal sense.
He sure is heartless.
Yeah. Yep.
He's also kind of in an exploded pit, but hey.
Yeah.
Well, who's counting?
I don't think that pit is there.
That planet's not there.
Yeah, that planet's
there.
Not
that's
there.
That's why I said an exploded pit. The pit is exploded, Bill.
But anyway, Tommy came home. A portal opens behind him.
And some guy voice.
How many times have I told you not to leave your bike on the... Oh, well, what the fuck is this?
Tommy Oliver. Yeah. Cut to the current Ninja Steel crew.
Yes, let's look at those guys.
Tommy Oliver, your angel of death awaits. Bitch, I have four morphine powers.
I told you that as Rangers go on, it gets cheesier and cheesier and cheesier. I think the acting gets worse, too.
Okay, I said I would explain this one to you last night when we were discussing. Did you see the audition papers?
I saw the audition paper, yes, I did, because I think Scott...
I shared it.
He shared it on Facebook.
It says, and I quote, "No acting talent necessary."
Yep. That explains.
Well, shit, we
so
could have got that job pretty damn easy.
No, there was an age restriction on the paper.
Yeah, really.
You had to be like something like 19 to 25 or 27 and still be able to play that age range.
I'll shave. Yeah.
Don't think you'll
10
get away
years
with
off.
It. I'm sorry, I don't think you could do it.
I could do it.
I'd be hard pressed to believe you're 15.
You said 19
and
to 20-something.
And be able to play that age. They're in high school.
I can play 19.
Just look at Mighty Morphin. They were not. I never believed they were 15.
Jason was 19. Austin St. John was a 19-year-old child.
And David Yost was
And he was
20.
The youngest. He was the youngest of the cast.
He was.
Everybody else was older, but because Jason was so big and actually looked older than his age and was 19 by comparison, everybody else did fall into a believable category.
Yeah.
They did look young.
Yep.
Now, the reason Billy wore the clothes he did is because Billy had sometimes better physique than Jason, and they didn't want you knowing that.
Yep.
He was also the oldest. He was like...
Yes.
He had I think he was like 23, maybe.
Yeah,
he was,
yes.
He was the oldest guy.
Right. Yeah.
Billy was a male model showing off them guns.
Yep.
Wearing them underwear.
He was also
and then all of a sudden... They were like, hey,
you need to be
come
a nerd.
Do these Rangers and be a nerd. And he's like, I'm going to need some baggy clothes.
Give me those suspenders.
Yeah, from what I understand, David, I think they found him. He was like a male model or some shit like that.
Yeah,
but
if I remember correctly, I know he was a gymnast at one point in time, I think. But
Tommy is captured because off-screen argue with it credibility.
Thing. But the current Ninja Steel... Oh, wait. Super... Ninja Steel Team.
Super!
because they get extra armor and they're super now.
First off, stupid. No. Every single person that gets mad at the word super, fuck yourself, you liked Dragon Ball Z. That got fucking old.
Super Saiyan.
Super 1, Super 2, Super 3, Ascended Super, Escalated Super, Ultra Super, God Super, Super Saiyan Super, God Blue, Super fucking Super Take a Piss.
Okay, not gonna lie, that last one would have been interesting.
Dragon Ball Super.
Fucking
yeah,
Ultra Sliding Maxium Simeon Bocox. Fucking,
that
after standing around for approximately 40 episodes.
Anyway, with the current generation of Ninja Steel Rangers, they're trying to play some pool when they get interrupted and say, we got to get to our little cave.
We have to go into the little command center that's behind the industrial fan.
Yes, their command center. Now,
we're not
on this series yet.
Yeah.
This is our first glimpse.
I saw a weird messed up red robot walk by a computer. I'm like, is that their alpha?
So they go into the back room.
I've actually watched some of it.
When we get there.
They go into the back room, because I can't get too far into this. We're not here yet.
Right.
They go into the back room where the pool table isn't.
Industrial fan.
It's a giant fucking industrial fan, all right?
Behind the big ass fan, which that's a literal term.
That's the brand of the big ass fans.
They're called big ass fan.
So
they go behind the big ass fan where I guess it's loud on that side so nobody can hear them talking on this side.
Yep.
And they talk to Epic if Phlox was a human man.
Now, I'm not
You see his hair and the build? He looks like Phlox.
I think I've seen this guy before. I want to.
You have. Like, his name was Phlox. He was in Enterprise.
Hey, listen.
No, I mean, in a previous Power Rangers, I thought he was not like in SPD.
Sure.
Oh, you're talking about the guy who built the gadgets and stuff? Yeah. But I'm going to tell you something real quick. I'm going to break it down just real fast.
Is that him?
No.
No, okay. He says no. He'd remember better, I guess.
Honestly, he reminded me of like a fusion between Phlox and Doc Brown.
I will tell you this real quick.
I was waiting
for the
old
great
Scott.
Yeah,
no, I could see that.
The Red Ranger Brody was kidnapped as a kid working on a slave ship. That guy, he met that guy on a slave ship, and they escaped. That robot was on that ship as well. That they were friends. Him and the robot were friends. And they escaped the ship to Earth, because he's from Earth, but he was kidnapped as a kid. Because I watched like the first like 8 episodes of Ninja Steel, so I kind of know a little bit.
So you're only missing episode 9 then.
It could very well be cool. I don't know. Look, the acting has always been bad. Better in some parts by some actors, because every now and then they found somebody that had talent. Let us get this out of the way. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers produced one solid actor. One. Most of the other people did not go on to be acting miracles. In fact, watch Dragon Warrior and then tell me that Jason David Frank became a better actor. I challenge you.
No, don't worry, Bill. I feel like I watched that movie with every goddamn clip that you sent.
They were amazing clips, okay?
I got to watch part of that movie just through...
Yeah, just through the Facebook.
I think I was at work when you were slamming us with so I didn't watch that.
They were amazing. You should have went back and watched that.
Anyway, their inventor mentor said that they're about to have some visitors. These three cloaked people show up that have been shown up in a few previous episodes, and I think in one of the previous episodes...
Are you guys watching it?
It sounds like you guys are watching it.
I saw
clips. It's what they said.
But
They said it's you guys again.
Well, I realize they say that, but it just... The way you were saying it for a second, I thought maybe you guys were watching the new series.
I saw some clips of them showing up early, these three cloaked members, and one of them revealing a Time Force morpher.
You just said you've watched 8 episodes of...
You did.
Of Ninja Steel.
And they're only at like... Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. We forgot the super!
It's true.
Yeah. New series.
But anyway, the three cloaked people show up again, because they've been, I guess, a few episodes showing up, so...
Yes.
Specifically, cloaked people showed up. And just like our Gold Ranger, when we hadn't yet signed the contract, we didn't know who they were going to be, that was just some guy. Yeah, these were some people in cloaks, and now we know who they are.
Walking through dimensional portals.
Except for showing off the Time Force Morpher. So that kind of narrowed it down somewhat.
Yeah, but then what if they wouldn't have been able to get... Well, I haven't seen those episodes yet. So if they couldn't have got one of those guys to sign up on the project, that would have been amazing to have to throw that away.
So the first guy reveals themselves to be the Red Time Force.
Wes.
That's Wes.
Yep.
Okay, we do have experience with him. Yep. Most of us, I believe, have seen at least part of Time Force and did very much enjoy it.
Seen all of it.
Right.
I've seen all of Time Force.
I can't speak for everybody because, like, this guy can't watch. I was surprised to hear he watched the episode and showed up today.
Right. I said I'd be here.
I know. And if you wouldn't have been, I would have asked you to get on the mic. I do that when you're not here. I'd be like, what about you, Nick? What do you think?
Oh,
Nick,
fuck, he's not here anymore. Nick, he's still on hiatus.
Sometimes we holler out. Nick, get in here.
Get in here, Nick.
Talk.
Nick's on hiatus because he had a lot of shit going on in his life.
The next ranger to show themselves is the Silver from RPM.
Okay,
isn't
this
she
guy,
the operator
girl.
Yes, I apologize. This girl, I have zero experience with.
I didn't watch far enough into RPM for the golden.
I don't know why, but
those are the ones that show up. There were two that show up: gold and a silver.
When she first revealed herself, I'm like, okay, that's either Operation Overdrive or RPM.
RPM.
Since I haven't seen either of them.
But then she was like, yeah, I'm the silver operator for the RPM team. I'm like,
so we got her.
They have an operator?
Then the last one is Coda, the blue dino charge.
He's one of the newest. He's one of the newest.
From Dino World.
He was the series before Ninja Steel.
Yes. Now.
Have Mammoth Hunt.
They dropped something here.
This is funny.
They drop something here that opens up Power Rangers to possibilities while causing a whole lot of dumb and forcing our show into problems that we will now face for the rest of our fucking existence when they claim that Zordon is 100% legitimate in the fact that he was...
Interdimensional!
Because dimensional shit is real, son.
Some bitch.
Time Force created these interdimensional devices to travel between dimensions, but have to be careful because it does affect the morphing grid.
It can cause damage to the grid if they're overused. I'm gonna allow that because that makes it... There's automatically a storyline in place that says, hey, don't expect this very often because we're not supposed to do it, and we're the only motherfuckers with the technology to do it, and we're not handing it out to anybody.
And by the way... This will only be used for special anniversaries.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go.
That's fine.
It's
kind of like, shit, what's the group in Star Trek? I can't think of them now. The guys that are in charge of all the time shit.
In the 29th century?
Yeah, the fuck.
The basically the Time Police Federation?
The Temporal Agents?
Yeah, that's the Temporal Agency.
Agents, yes. Yeah, they're kind of pulling that type of shit. Like, yeah, we could go between dimensions. We only use it in extreme rare circumstances.
Now, or fly around this sun really fast.
Yeah. Deus
no,
Ex Machina.
That was a mistake by Starfleet.
I got to get out of it.
Flying around the sun is a mistake by Starfleet where a couple of officers with perfect computations knew how to make that happen.
I was meaning that one mission we had to do in Star Trek Online.
Right, but that's exactly what I mean.
They're like, look, we can send you back and shit, but that's just going to cause problems.
Well, no, they couldn't send you back. You weren't working for the temporal agencies. You were working for Section 31, and Section 31 only knows how Kirk did that. They don't actually know how the guys from the 29th century are flipping around. They're not temporal agents.
They just press a button and...
There's a very special kind of ship that operates outside the time fields and yada yada, and this is not Star Trek.
But my question is, do they have a muffin button? Now.
And the Wave Rider, how it is in the time stream?
Right. So these three guys are introduced to us. We're given a piece of technology, dimensions exist, and here's the problem for our show. From now on in our show... When we review these damn episodes, we now not only have to determine how this equivalates to the rest of the story that's already been laid down, but whether or not this actually is a part of the story that has been laid down. Because now, when we start a new Rangers show, there's a high probability that this shit happened the fuck over there.
Yeah. Now we have to go into Ranger Universe 672.
So now our show is
385.
Our show is now required, because of the way we do our show, to say everything we've done right now is Earth 1. And as soon as we discover the first show where we believe this shit didn't happen, that's Earth 2. And we're going to have to start keeping track of our own personal multiverse as we do our fucking recordings now.
Seth!
So thank you, Rangers. Thank you, Ranger Year 25.
Thank you, Ranger Year 25, for making Seth's life more of a living hell.
Welcome to the comic book world where we so many different fucking Earths.
Earths?
Earths.
Yeah.
Get off of my Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
Wow!
Those aliens sucked.
Not true. Oh, there was only one guy on the planet that could punch him out.
The name of the dimension that they go to was the best, wasn't it?
Yep.
Well, once we get
That's
there.
Why he got drafted for MIB.
But
yeah, because he can punch aliens.
Because he can punch aliens. He's one of the few on our planet that can manage it.
But the reason that the three are there is because some Rangers have been disappearing in other dimensions.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so Rangers are disappearing in our dimension and other dimensions across the fucking multiverse.
Multiverse!
Which is a problem in this episode. In this episode.
Goddamn multiverse theory.
No. God damn it.
No longer a theory.
There is a plot hole already, and nobody was fucking bitching about it. Like, we watched the network, and people were griping about certain things that we'll get to. Nobody griped about the fact that this dude has been using a specific copy to capture people across the multiverse. As far as I know, as far as we've gone, Tommy has not surfed the multiverse and saved interdimensions. But every Ranger in every universe and every dimension trusts Tommy. And that's how they've been getting caught. Tommy comes up and says,
fucking Tommy Oliver.
And then all of a sudden, zappy zappy fucking Joker hand zappy tool. And there, you got him.
Yep.
Everybody is falling for that across the multiverse.
Do you want to know why, probably? Because I bet after Tommy was done being the Red Zeo Ranger, and Zordon was like, all right, I'm fucking off now. Interdimensional! He probably popped into a new universe, was helping mentor some new kids, and be like, all right, kids, if you find yourself in trouble ever, go look for this motherfucker named Tommy Oliver. He'll save your ass. Now, if you excuse me, I gotta go flush the interdimensional toilet and see where I go next. Interdimensional! Like,
there is also the thing that Tommy got abducted by this
thing.
You ever think that maybe... Well,
was it the main bad guy of this episode that captured Tommy? Because if it is, I have problems with that, too.
Of course it was.
Because that guy's a fucking joke, first off.
No, it wasn't that guy. It was that guy's boss, which is the one that did the bougie shit to the arrows.
Oh, he's the actual bad guy of the ninja.
Because that was Carl Robit.
So that's the guy that went and captured Tommy.
Probably.
They did a piss poor job.
Since we didn't see who exactly did
right.
it.
And we'll get there.
Something did something to Tommy.
It could have been one of those robots that replaced him, too, so...
Did you ever?
But
the robot of Tommy couldn't fight the Tommy. We'll get to that. Well, so that couldn't
and on
have
top
captured
of that,
him.
The robot of Tommy didn't exist.
Go ahead.
You ever
until
think,
after Tommy?
Did you ever
was
think
captured?
That Tommy just went with them willingly because they threatened his son?
Yes, that was my exact thought process. That's what I was going to bring up. Was that Tommy was vulnerable because they caught him at home,
and his son is in the house. I would have probably went willingly.
And considering that we saw the bad Tommy walk out of the house, we don't know if his son was still there or not. So
that's a true statement. So, also, his son did answer him, but how do we know that his son answered him? How do we know that evil robot Tommy wasn't the one in there with the Terminator throwy voice move?
Ooh, see, that's...
Or what if they just made a robot JJ?
He would hate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
No.
No. No, it
oh,
was, no.
He would be opposite.
No.
He would he would hate Spider-Man because he loves him now.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, we all saw the Raimi movies. J. Jonah Jameson claimed to hate Spider-Man but wore the suit in his office. You love Spider-Man,
that was fucking awesome, by the way.
You love Spider-Man.
That's my favorite part of 2.5 like
or
whatever, 2.1.
Now.
I love
dude,
it.
Yes.
Dude, I love that part.
I'm sorry. You brought it up. He loves Spider-Man. It's
fucking straight up amazing.
Yeah.
I love how everyone's looking in the window.
Okay, so they captured those guys. They're capturing Rangers all over the multiverse.
And we cannot get a hold of Tommy Oliver.
Communicator, he's not answering his communicator.
Right, he's the one we try to call out of everybody. And first off, if we have a multi-interdimensional problem, I need somebody, not Tommy Oliver, who has experience in the multiverse. And there's only one Ranger I know of that actually has multiverse experience. Billy. Billy has multiverse experience because he's often had to be the one that got Zordon back in communication with our dimension.
But he doesn't live on the planet anymore.
So what? Make a phone call. They're the fuck over there.
And wasn't he rapid aging?
No, he's fine. As far as I'm concerned, he's the Phantom Ranger.
Yeah.
Oh.
As long as I'm still out of the loop. Yeah, no, as long as his ass is on Aquatar,
should be
he's
watching
fine.
Our episodes.
Yeah. Dude, Turbo, the Phantom Ranger. We theorized that it was Billy the whole time.
Yep.
He never took his helmet off.
The cop ranger.
The last episode of Turbo.
Cop ranger was robot.
The last episode of Turbo, they were supposed to reveal the Phantom Ranger, but that episode actually got scrapped. So we never got to know who the Phantom Ranger is. So we just theorized that it was Billy. Because it actually kind of makes sense when Bill breaks it down.
Yeah, I had an awful lot of evidence I gathered throughout watching that show that pretty much guarantees it was Billy
Cranston.
It was
more exciting than watching the actual episode.
So on to Reefside, where we go to Tommy's home.
This is true.
Well, and see no, first they trip over a portal. No? Quick, guys, let us walk through the portal. Jump, jump. The first red dude comes through, and literally the way the graphic is, his foot trips over the portal.
Which means he would lose his foot, which is even better.
They drove to Tommy's.
Also, if you're gonna open a portal, yeah, I think they did, by the way.
No, you're right.
But regardless, let me just put this out there. When that scene does come up and they do actually open a portal and everybody has to jump through it, first off, dick, don't open the portal above the ground because I might not make the jump and tear the bottom of my fucking foot off.
Yep. Which could cause catastrophic problems in the multiverse.
Yeah.
West don't give a shit.
It's true.
Apparently.
But anyways, they went to his house and saw evil robot Tommy.
Yeah, they saw a blue streak come out of the sky.
Which I don't like. It's just a small critique, but I feel like they should have left robot Tommy ambiguous. Because he's been controlled before, it would have been interesting to guess.
To think that he went evil again.
But they gave that away too fucking fast.
They were just like, by the way, this fucking robot's amazing.
They were like, this unit right here.
We've captured seven Rangers thanks to this unit.
And they could have called him a unit, and it still could have possibly been him, because they just look at us as inconsequential life forms.
Right. Yeah.
But I feel like they revealed that too fast. Regardless, it's done.
And then I need these arrows with some magic stuff so I can
tear
dimensions.
How about you get off your lazy ass and fix this shit up so I can bust through this dimension,
now,
will
ya? Here's where we're going to have another fucking problem. This person just the boogie-boogies magic arrows that destroy the multiverse.
And the bad guy in this special is called Count Draven. Draven. Even though... If you're careful, Draken.
They did this on purpose. Part of this whole multiverse and everything was to give credence to the comic book that's so big right now without doing the comic book, which was a failure, but still.
Unfortunately, this Ranger team, I'm sorry, the team that they assembled, Drakon would have fucking murdered their asses.
Technically,
Draken's murdering a lot of people compared to...
But these 16 Rangers, because the 10 people that came back and the Ninja Steel Rangers, Drakon would be like, okay, bring it on.
But
I don't know. There's one that would survive.
They show this. He's the bad. Anyways, okay. This person Lord comes Draven. Out. A boogie magic arrows. Now I have a problem with boogie. even as far back as Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, we were at least careful enough to say, hey, so this trick can't just be done again and again and again and again and again. Rita can't actually do this. She needs the help of the Wizard of Deception guy.
Or she needs to channel her power through an item or something.
Yes. So Rita had to go to this wizard and say, please do this for us. I can't do it. And he's like, you know, whenever I get involved, it costs something, and it costs a lot, by the way. And she's like, I understand that. Here's this hefty fucking price that I can never pay a second time. That happened, even as far back as our series. In this, if that person could just boogie-boogie magic arrows, who cares that you only had three? Boogie-boogie some more, bitch!
Yes, but Bill, the thing is, the way that they got around the whole, oh, well, we could just make more, the one guy that could shoot those arrows is dead.
Yeah, I saw his shooting skill. I'll do it. Boogie-boogie some more arrows. I'll do it.
Unfortunately, the bad guys don't have a stockpile of green arrows, so...
Well, pinkish arrows.
Yeah, they become a reddish color after they boogie-boogie.
The superhero. They
were like greenish-blue. And then they became weird, stupid pink and white.
Yeah.
They really became weird Nerf arrows, okay?
Mega arrows.
From the Nerf
company. The mega arrows.
Mega arrows, okay?
Because
they
have to be
Nerf
mega.
Or nothing, bitch.
That's right.
Damn right.
He said this motherfucker.
These are literally designed to Nerf the universe.
Yep.
Into non-existence, yes.
This is broke. Better nerf it.
Better nerf it.
But,
Oh, hey, look, a Tommy Oliver.
Better nerf it.
But,
we'll get to that.
Yeah.
The Ninja Steel bad guy goes away. Lord Draven with the evil robot goes into the portal to go to the, what was the Negaverse or Antiverse?
It's the
Antiverse.
Yeah, it's like an Antiverse.
I think it was either the Antiverse or the Anti-Mention or some, it was stupid.
It's an Antiverse.
Yeah. Let's just say Antiverse.
It's that place that's there and not there.
Yeah. And then in which case, you know, the current,
he went
bless
to.
Bless you.
I have a question, Shane. Yeah, go ahead. He went to an antiverse, right?
Yeah.
Is that by possibly a small room with a tarp on the floor with plenty of dry ice that you can't touch the wall without your Adidas?
Yes. Or sometimes it's a spooky cave.
It is a spooky cave.
Because, you know, the dark dimension is so damn creepy.
So it's fucking real.
Hold on. Does that mean it's on a planet with, like, a bitch with whistle sticks that can only live from Stonehenge to shore, and then another dude that can only live from power to Stonehenge?
He has to suck the dew off the leaves in the morning.
So damn thirsty, bitch. Throw me a damn canteen.
Wow.
Can somebody please bring me a Sprite? Or at least
sandwiches.
Or some Gatorade? It'll help quench my thirst.
We make fun of it all the time. Listen, your guys' creativity for the dark dimension, for anything is a cave or a small room of dry ice.
Yes.
That's not creepy.
Just bring your Adidas. Yep. Kick that fucking wall
in. And to be fair, you know, the dark dimension's not scary when I can hide
in
the dry
eyes.
And
you know how you make that? You know how you make that?
His eyes are really bad.
Goldar is dumb. He's like, Red Ranger, where'd you go?
I laid down.
You can't. The costume won't allow it.
No, he laid down.
Yeah. And Goldar can't look down because the costume doesn't allow it.
My neck won't move that way, you little bastard.
This is my own move.
I can only throw my fist in the air.
But
and
anyway,
go,
the current Rangers go into this anti-dimension. And the caveman helps sniff the bad guys out.
Listen,
Coda!
Yep.
Listen, Coda,
sick him, boy!
Coda's a caveman, okay? And when he got his powers, his sniffing abilities have increased. Because he's a caveman.
He is augmented!
So what happened? So what you're telling me is all the people from that series, basically, that are cave people.
They're not all cave people. He's the only one.
That are
cave
people.
He's the only cave people.
He's the only one.
He was frozen.
Okay.
Today.
So this cave kid.
Oh my god, they should have done that. Coda, how do you feel?
I was frozen today. Actually, you were frozen about 65 million years ago, buddy.
But for me, it was today.
So Power Ranger Wolverine goes, over this way, bub.
But what you're telling me is
The best bloodhound in the entire series is now this poor caveman bastard.
Well, they don't have the Kruger outfit anymore, so they couldn't bring him with us.
Yep.
He's a literal dog. He would have been able to sniff it out.
I don't know. It seems
he's
like
he's also
Coda
a
would
detective and highly trained as an investigator and police officer.
He's also from the future.
Which means he would have had access to all kinds of things that would have let him say, that shit is over there.
Yep.
That would have been funny as shit.
But
that would have been better than back.
Yes.
That would have been way better than, hey Coda, which direction are they, boy? They over there. Now we must hurry because I have mammoth.
And now
soon.
Let's go to the bad guy's base.
So you're right. Caveman sniffs out the bad
which
guy
Japanese
base.
Castle.
Yep. And
big old Japanese castle. Yep.
And what's the best idea ever of all times? Let's split up, gang, because it works on Scooby-Doo.
We aren't there yet.
This is
no,
the
they
are
say
in
we're
going to
split up.
Hmm? Are we in the anti
place
yeah. now?
We're in the anti-verse.
Yes.
So the our Rangers have just joined into the anti-verse, and the K-Boys snipped out where the bad guys are going. And that one
they,
Red
they
Ranger trip
over,
or whatever.
They jump over a 6-foot guardrail. Or not a 6-foot, excuse me.
No, no, no.
Like a 3-inch guardrail to grab this dude and throw him.
No,
oh, dude.
Jumps over. Everybody else goes around the stairs.
Yeah. And I like how literally he stops him. Wes stops him and is like, okay, hold on. Okay, get him. And then he jumps up there and throws the guy over, and he's like, good job. None of us could have possibly
By
done
the way,
that.
There was no punching noise or anything. They literally grabbed him and
threw
him.
That
defeated.
Guy. Defeated.
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 That was a hell of a throw.
That guy's just as bad as my fucking tank on ESO. He needs the stairs, goddammit.
Yeah. Shit, that is the tank. He's worse than fucking 90s Wolverine and Worf mixed together. Ouch.
Wait,
up,
we got to get back to the bad guy base, because over there we have some Rangers captured that they're
yes.
making robot evil robots from.
Yes.
Robots they, with the power of a Ranger.
They hook you up to this...
with spiky football pauldrons
yeah.
and shit.
Unexplainable Zordon technology that clones Rangers.
But in case people don't know who these Rangers are, they put their helmets
yeah.
on top of the machine so you know who they are.
Because but, you're dealing... to be fair...
You know what? I wonder, if you take that helmet off, even though they're hooked into that motherfucking machine... does it just make clones of the person?
Where'd the helmet come from?
That too.
They're not laying there in the costumes, which means yep. that some of their power is actually being utilized to place that helmet there, because their powers are not...
could it be taken from
their
the
powers,
first like, couple of robots?
The only way I can do this is to explain Power Rangers in the same way that I would explain the Green Lantern Corps. That costume is not actually there. That's not a cloth outfit, it's not an armor, it's created by the ring. The catalyst that hits them into the morphing grid pulls energy and siphons it from the grid and makes that costume, which means those helmets are not actually physical things in our world. So they had to have been helmet morphed and then put in that machine and had their helmets taken off and the rest of it dissolved and you put the helmet on there. We're diving way too deep into this.
I'm going to tell you something. Right. The creators of the show were just like, enjoy the fucking show.
Exactly.
Stop asking questions.
They don't want us to be a part of this show.
So among the captured Rangers is White Dino Thunder.
Correct.
Okay. And it's the same. Now, all these actors are the same
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
White Except Dino some people I'm going to fucking complain about. So go ahead. That's the first guy.
White Dino Thunder. We have...
Turbo Cat.
Turbo Cat.
Now, this
we have...
is Turbo Cat.
Mm-hmm. We have...
I have a fucking problem already. The turbo powers were passed on. She doesn't have that.
She gave it, yep. she gave it to Cassie.
Here's the reason mm-hmm. this is important. People are going to think that I'm going to complain about Rocky being in costume because I'm complaining about Cat being in this costume. I'm not. Here's why. If Adam's morpher was broken but still had a legitimate connection to the grid and could still pull energy but pulled it incorrectly and made him damaged, then that means Rocky's morpher does the same fucking thing. And there are two morphers out there, because those energies were copied by the sword. And there was a set of Rangers that left with morphers that have residual energy that don't have very many morphs left, but that's the reason Jason doesn't show up very often. He showed up once, was Red Ranger once, and just like the old Green Ranger of the past, probably only has about 4 or 5 morphs left before that thing is just a thing.
Yep.
Just a coin with a cool T-Rex on it.
Yep. Rocky being here as the Red can work because we dug Alpha out of a crate and fixed the morphing grid, which somehow fixed the connections, which means all those guys that originally had morphers, their shit works.
Yep. That means multiple people have multiple powers.
Multiple people in the Mighty Morphin era.
Yep.
Not Turbo. Turbo, they specifically gave away their equipment to a new group of people and no longer have possession of the equipment necessary to be that Ranger.
Tommy is the prime example. Did you notice all the ranging forms he had? He never went to Red Turbo.
Because he doesn't have it. He gave it to TJ. That item was passed.
But how does Cat have
it?
She shouldn't.
Yeah.
Bitch!
She should have been Mighty Morphin.
She should have been Zeo.
Or Mighty Morphin.
Or she could have been Zeo and Morphin.
Yep.
Because she would have had those two things.
Mm-hmm.
She has the broken morpher, which is now fixed because Alpha in a crate.
Yep.
And
you know what? You know what?
I don't
Seth,
know why.
You already had that written down.
Alpha in a crate is like cereal now.
Alpha O's?
Actually, I was.
Alpha O's!
Alpha O's!
I was actually going to say we need to turn that into a t-shirt too now.
Alpha Zero.
Yeah.
I would wear Alpha in a crate shirt.
Alpha O's.
Alpha in a crate.
You just put a crate with a little alpha head sticking out of it.
Yeah,
sure.
As you said, exactly. As you said, Rocky's here. Is
TJ from space.
TJ from
now.
Space.
Now,
there was
which that.
Oh, okay.
There was a mystery.
That's confusing
person.
Too.
Okay.
Because TJ was also the Red Turbo. Turbo power was completely destroyed. Completely
but
destroyed.
Because the power was disconnected. It is true. The power was disconnected. It was destroyed. But because Alpha in a crate. The original morphing grid connections are back online, which means all those Rangers do still work now. And if
he should have been able to,
if we had to make an argument,
turbo.
If we have to make an argument for Cat and him, I can make only one. The robot Rangers could morph, which means they had active morphers. And wherever the fuck they went, maybe we just went and got those.
Yeah, that's
because
kind of
they would have been destroyed. They were on Eltar. Eltar was destroyed in space, or rather occupied, which means that those Rangers must have been destroyed, but it doesn't mean their morphing equipment was. Maybe that equipment was then picked up by the older guys, and now they have their turbo powers back.
There's a couple of Rangers that were in this.
The only way I can explain
there was
it.
Yellow Megaforce.
Yes, Megaforce Yellow was there, which is fucking sweet, by the way.
And then there was
Geo. No, was it Gia as her name?
There was like a previous. Remember. There was. Wasn't there like a Dino Thunder person tied up too?
Yeah. Okay. No. There was a Dino Thunder Ranger.
No. Not
his name's
Dino
Tommy.
Charge. Dino Charge.
Yeah.
That's Coda.
Yeah.
They seem like they only took one from certain.
In fact,
shows.
Yeah. Hold on. We have a picture. Let's look at the picture and guarantee what we're saying. Because we have that picture.
Yeah, I shared the picture.
I'm good at this.
Oh, you shared it?
Oh, shit.
It's our banner now. Since it's our banner on the page anyway now, just go to that.
To
you'll
the
find
Book
it.
Of Faces!
Is your grandpa on my face?
Bah! What the hell, Bill?
Grandma.
We have
that
Silver one all RPM,
okay,
yeah, like Yellow Megaforce, right. Faggot Rocky.
Hey, whoa, you can't do that.
So sorry.
Rude.
That is disrespectful to every gay member that has ever watched our show.
Yep.
I do.
Legitimately.
I do apologize.
Leave Trailer Trash alone. His back still hurts.
Yeah.
We have Blue.
Although, don't get me wrong. He was okay this time around because there wasn't a 6-foot wrestling ring for him to hit, and fall out of the ring.
Okay. As we're going through this, the yellow's cool, but you know she could have became a Gokaiger?
Yep.
Anywhere in this episode, and she didn't. That I'm disappointed with. We have Space Blue.
That's TJ.
Yep.
Okay, now that's. I don't see any problem with that. That makes
we
sense.
We have the white dino.
White Dino Thunder.
Dino Thunder, the kid with the pterodactyl.
He's fine.
We have Turbo Pink Cat.
Which we just talked about. I have problems with that, but I could solve that problem by simply saying Robot Rangers were dumb.
Right. We have Time Force Red West, which he's always had his morpher.
Yes, yeah, that's acceptable.
We have the greatest ranger of all time, Tommy Oliver.
We'll be talking about him during this fight coming up.
Yep.
We have Blue Coda, the Dino Charge Ranger.
And then no argument there.
And then the last one is the other one that was tied up in the...
That's the Gold Ranger.
Yeah, that's the Gold Ranger. For, I can't remember what series.
Shit. I kind of remember, but I can't think of the name.
Which one's Gold?
The very right one.
Yeah, that the one, on the very, very right.
Let me think.
Damn it.
Samurai?
They like to take one...
Was it Samurai?
I think it was
Samurai.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that's the Gold guy from Samurai, and then, of course, this series Rangers.
Yep.
Okay, so that's our team.
Stupid cowboy hat.
That's our team. We've already made our arguments for and against some of them. I'm fine with basically everybody here except for two people.
Be careful.
Yep.
I don't think Kat should be here in Turbo.
Correct. I agree with
you. She should be wearing a Zio outfit. End of story.
I would have preferred the Zio, to be fair.
It would have made more sense.
Obviously.
Because now we have our own fucking problem that we're going to have no choice but to discuss as we go through the series.
And then who's your other person that you can't stand?
Like, you gotta ask.
I know you're not talking about that amazing Mighty Morphin Red Ranger.
I'm going to fucking kick you in the face.
He's gonna Mighty Morphin kick you in the face.
I don't miss. I'll fall over that couch, break my back.
Yeah, hopefully you don't. Then I'll just sit there and be like, oh no, so scary. Bill really showed me.
But look.
Do we need to call an ambulance
Here's my big problem with him. Aside from the fact that I don't care for Rocky. And it's not even the actor's fault.
No, the actor's actually pretty cool.
They screwed that kid's character. He never got written well. Ever.
I also brought this up. In Zio, what color was he, Scott? Rocky. In Zio, what color was he?
Wait, he was in Zio?
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn, I don't remember that. That's pretty bad.
It's not hard. Just look at your shirt.
He's blue?
Yes.
He was the smart one.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, God!
Here's the problem, and I told Bill this. I believe they mess up two colors. They should have put Rocky in green and Adam in blue. Yep. Adam was actually intelligent.
And they could have played to the fact that he would have got smarter as the show went on because of that blue power.
There was a few episodes where he was smart.
They did
do a couple of things with Rocky that seemed like his intelligence was going up, but he never really seemed like he belonged there.
And it would have been cool to give the Blue Ranger the spotlight because Adam was the second best fighter behind Tommy until Jason came back, and then he was the third.
Yep.
That's not the point. Point is that Adam's awesome and he should have been the Blue Ranger. And Rocky should have been green. I don't care that Rocky was in Zio. I mean, I give him a lot of crap, but I don't care. I just think he got the wrong color.
Rocky showing up, he should have been a Zio blue. If you're gonna keep her in that car outfit and explain it the way I explained it, he should have been Zio blue and they should have brought back Austin St. John. This is the 25th year anniversary with a Red Ranger.
Can I be honest with you?
The Mighty Morphin Red Ranger, and it should not have been the background Red Ranger.
Okay. Yep.
I think that they should have brought back, because we already talked about this, he keeps denying it. I would have actually, for once, no Mighty Morphin Red. I'd have liked to have seen the Black Ranger come back. Not me.
Zach.
Yeah.
If not
Zach,
I would have taken Adam.
Zach.
Zach always keeps refusing.
Black has had a couple of different appearances. In fact, he's had two or three stage, here I am appearances.
And Adam has come back twice in the shows as the Black Ranger. Space
where
operation.
Zach has never come back. Yeah. That would have been very interesting.
It would have been. Or Kimberly.
That would have been awesome.
Unfortunately.
Actually, we could probably dip more into that in the next episode.
We will.
And then we talked about, what if they wanted to bring Yellow back? Well, obviously everybody knows Trini can't come back.
Yeah. Yes.
Aisha was the second
Yellow
Ranger before, she wasn't a Ranger for long, but she was the second Yellow.
But when the Rangers escapes his little... prison tie-down
not,
copy.
Not one of the Rangers, the Ranger. Yeah.
Are you telling me? You know better than that. You can't keep down the Ranger.
No, really. They have everybody knocked out.
I can't believe these goons forgot that my ability is I could turn invisible and then become as fast as Flash mixed with Quicksilver.
That's not the problem I have. That's fine that the Ranger power does that. That the Ranger power allows him to go invisible and he could have fooled some people. That doesn't bother me. Here's what bothers me. Everybody in that room is in stasis.
How's Tommy?
Tommy not?
Yep.
What happened that woke him up that couldn't wake anybody up? Is it the fact that he's augmented 6 times?
No. Yes, but that's not the only reason. You can't keep pure badass fucking down.
Oh my God.
Are you fucking
no,
kidding me?
No, I know what it is, Bill. But we'll have to get into that when we get into the fight scene.
Yeah, we know, but fucking
if I had to make a guess,
Master Morpher.
They put his ass asleep and he dreamed of the inspiring greatness of Dolph Lundgren. And he woke right the fuck up. Because heroes dream of heroic shit.
Oh, to be fair, that's been proven in a study that if you dream of Dolph Lundgren, you do get stronger
when you wake up. Yep. A steady diet of Dolph Lundgren has nothing but positive results.
Physically or in a dream. Depends on your preference.
Now that I've bothered the fuck out of Scott.
I gotta say, I do not want a hefty, tall glass of Lundgren
in
the morning.
We're over an hour in and barely halfway through the actual episode.
Actually, we are over halfway.
This
episode's only 21 minutes long.
Sad. Tommy broke out, helped the other current Rangers.
Okay, Tommy fights and uses something that a lot of people on the network were complaining about. Two complaints.
What, the blue laser beams?
No. There were two major complaints that showed up on the network last night while this was going down. One, what is the Master Morpher? Where the fuck did it come from? Why have we never seen it? Why will it never be explained? This is easy. You really want Power Rangers to start explaining things now?
Again, don't view
that plot hole.
25 years of don't worry about it.
Yeah.
What's another 25 years of don't worry about it?
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Now, wait, I know the answer. The answer to what the Master Morpher is. Future purchases.
Yes.
Merchandising. Merchandising.
Yep. It's a toy because this
Master
is a fucking
Morpher
toy commercial.
Now, Hasbro has control now. They can do that.
Reason why I told you last night that I did not have a problem with the Master Morpher, it didn't bother me one bit, is because for the show for show purposes, it's a convenient thing.
Which explains Rangers that have multiple powers showing up as different Rangers at any time.
Would you rather have every fucking Morpher from just Autumn?
That's the weird thing, though. As Black Dino Thunder, he still had the strap.
Yeah, he was still using that
one. I honestly think the Master Morpher
can pulled out the Master Morpher
stuff. But what's to say that different? Okay, here's the thing. The morphing grid has him connected to that coin 3 different times.
Yeah.
The rest of the stuff, maybe it does take something different, a different catalyst for whatever reason. But I believe he starts the fight as Zeo Red.
After the little bridge fight as the Dino Thunder Ranger, Black Ranger.
Yes, because they skipped that. Because that was taken out, I realize it's a deleted scene, but that's not in here, which means that it didn't happen. For whatever reason, some director decided that shit didn't need to be done, and now
they
that's not a canon thing.
Dino Thunder Black Rangers. For
and
some
we're
reason.
Only allowed to argue here on the canon of these activities, so...
So yes, he starts off the fight as the Red.
So he used that power to escape. Went invisible, ran off, killed those guys, came back. Evil Tommy fights normal Tommy. During this fight, he begins this fight going Red. He goes Zeo Ranger 5. How'd he do that?
Yeah, because he didn't have the Zeo Crystal.
Did he do that with the coin?
I think the coin maybe.
There was a coin.
The coin changes. Even though you saw that,
but the coin is stable technology that has been proven. Because it worked for the Rangers, and the Rangers, the Mighty Morphin power, went through multiple stages, power-ups, continuums, and battleizers, always on the same system. Morpher, coin. They know it works. And remember the Zeo Rangers, just to put this into perspective, when we moved to the second age of Zeo, they got coins. They were reshaped by the power of the Gold Ranger. But remember, when the Gold Ranger showed up, he brought with him a present. Yep. 5 coins.
I was going to say, they did still use their normal morpher, so...
They did, but that's just because that's the technology they were using.
Yep.
But the storyline did show us that the Zeo Rangers, the stable Zeo Rangers, mm-hmm. were coins, not the crystal. The Zeo Rangers were pulling energy directly from the crystals, which means the morphers they were using were dangerous. And they were eventually going to malfunction, if not kill the users.
Zeo power.
But those coins showed up with the gold. And the only reason the coins were not fully utilized is because Jason couldn't do it. That power is not meant for a person, a human person.
Yep.
It's meant for 3 people.
So he couldn't utilize them correctly, and also they didn't have the technology on hand because the morphers were destroyed. Well, it's many years later, and some of the morphers have come back into circulation, and now we have Alpha Integrate, which means that he can make morphers.
Alpha Integrate fixes all.
So because of Alpha Integrate, there's no reason to believe that that morpher couldn't have been given to some of the other Rangers that are hauling around too many powers, and there is a Zeo coin. So starting this fight with the morpher utilizing a Zeo coin does make sense.
Unfortunately, in this show, the only 3 Rangers that have access to multiple abilities are...
And when he started with that morpher, all 3 Rangers he used off that morpher were coin Rangers.
4 Rangers in the show, in this episode,
we don't know how
multiple powers.
We don't know how he became the Dino guy.
TJ, we
never get to see it. Because it happened off-screen, we didn't get to see him become the Dino guy. So, utilizing the information we have, that morpher makes sense for the 3 Rangers that he used.
There it is.
They do have coins.
The coin is a star.
Yeah.
Told you.
Because he's watching it right now. It's a star. And then it goes into the...
Then it goes into the...
Tiger.
White tiger. Because then he flips it around, and it's white tiger, and the coin changes to white tiger.
Yeah, well, he just pulls it back out, and he says... White Tiger power,
which was pretty cool. This was a cool fight, which
it was
also
just really short.
Also utilized a couple of the foundations that we understand. One, he starts the fight as the Zeo, but knows that the Zeo power is unstable and dangerous. So he gets in the hits he can get, and knows he has to get the fuck away from it. So what's he do? He flops into the white, which is obviously a more graceful and powerful form
in terms of its
agility. Its set is designed to move well. It's a tiger.
And so he does like a twirly spinny kick through the air.
Not only that, but it's the power of light against darkness.
Which can never be corrupted or destroyed.
And then you know what? Fuck it, because we can, and this is what I'm most goddamn known for.
Dragonzord.
But it made the most sense. It made the most sense. He got the first hits in, which weakened his enemy as the red. Moved to the white because he moves better. Put the distance he would need for a more powerful morph.
Yeah.
Because the morph is nearly instantaneous, but if I'm not going to let you take that fucking thing out, you need to get away from me. The White Ranger could do that. He put distance between him and his attacker and went green. Why'd he go green? Because green is the most vicious Ranger. He's the one that delivers sophisticated, powerful, precise attacks.
Of end you.
And he was slower. You notice he was a little bit slower than when he was as the White Ranger, but the hits he delivered were powerful hits.
Yep.
And what makes it even more hilarious is he's battling a clone of himself in robot form, which you would think would know his weakness. Smack him in the hands.
No.
Not smack.
No.
It's just shoot him in
the
hands.
They can't do that because the robot has the same weakness and they would hurt both their hands.
Unfortunately, Nick, it's not shooting. It's throwing something at the hands.
And neither
causes front flip.
Neither of them had red energy. And red energy to the hands fucking hurts.
It does. It makes you front flip.
No,
it makes you
front flip. That's not true.
Well,
Tommy started the fight off with red energy.
Yeah, but he can't shoot red energy for some reason.
Yeah. God
not,
damn it,
not
Tommy.
Zio. Listen, Jason threw that motherfucking sword at him. He's like, shh, eat it.
So this fight, overall, very short, but very cool.
I am curious, what you think?
About what?
Well, they got rid of the silver stripe.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They went back to the original.
They went back to the original.
The way it should be.
And people are still complaining because fans are assholes. Look, fan is a term for fanatic.
Yep.
That is exactly what it fucking means. And we get approached, we get attached to this material in ways that are ridiculous, and we fight about stupid fucking fan shit. We do this. We're fans. We do it. You do it, I do it, he does it. It's something that happens in fandom. We get attached to something, we love it, we protect it, we unjustifiably say this guy can kick this ass when he can't. Something we do. And people are complaining that the Green Ranger costume, and I quote, looked cheap. Now there are people that are saying that the Green Ranger outfit, when he transformed, should have looked like it did in Superpower Beatdown, because we've moved past this now. And then there are people that are all happy and nostalgic fucking super boners, because that was the original green costume, with finally a good fucking shield.
Solid shield, not a
solid
fabric shield.
Thank God for the solid shield.
That's where the entire budget for this episode went. Right?
A proper shield.
All right, guys, look. We can either do the fabric shield like usual and have a good length fucking 25th anniversary, and fuck, we might even bring some extra people in and have a, I don't know, good storyline, or
we can
pimp
right.
out that damn shield and get it right, but it's going to be a 20-minute episode. We only get 10 motherfuckers. And we're going to be rushing this shit, and it's going to suck.
So
make the shield happen.
That's because before this fight, there was the big-ass fight outside with the actual current team, who's literally doing, like, stunt wire work and fucking
CGI. That
actually
kind
of
bugged me because...
Yeah, they grabbed the arrows and were flying away.
That kind of bugged me a little bit.
That Zord looked a little more fake than usual.
Okay, this is let's put this out there. This is their episode. Even if it's a 25th anniversary episode, it's their episode. We expected them to be the quote
front
heroes.
Men.
They were going to be the front men of the episode. Yeah, we knew this.
It's Ninja Steel still.
Their show.
Yeah, it wasn't an actual super.
You don't want to. You don't want to buy. You don't want to buy a Spider-Man comic and then read about Mary Jane's fucking tea day.
Now I don't know. Now I do.
I think I'd be all right with it.
Can I get that?
Yes.
Shit! Can I get the special edition of that holographic fucking cover?
Kind of like. Kind of like.
I'll buy it.
Kind of like
I'll
do
buy
not
comics.
Like. I do not like the fact that the new Spider-Man movie was basically fucking a Tony Stark movie.
Featuring Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Featuring Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That bothers me. And it bothers people when their show, because, let's be honest, somebody started Rangers this year. You know they did. Everybody starts somewhere. There's a group of kids out there that started watching Rangers this year, probably last year.
And they're probably wondering who these other Rangers
yes,
are.
Yes, this is their team. And when their team, they didn't want to see their team pushed to the background, so we knew that these guys were going to take a chunk of this episode.
Yep.
But this team isn't fighting their boss. They're fighting some other boss.
I have
yes.
a question for you, because I'm curious. Like you said, every team is somebody's Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Which Gwen's?
She started in Mighty Morphin simply because those were the DVDs I had.
So that's her Rangers because you had the DVDs?
Yes.
Because she's sick.
But as of yet, the ones she likes the most are Gokaiger.
Okay.
She likes them because they change every episode.
Well, let's be real.
Those kids have the ADD. Like the adults have the
let's
ADD.
Let's be real. What year did that come out?
To be honest, I like that too.
Yeah.
Hey, so,
because the adults, we all have the ADD.
Well, you know what? That's fine.
It's fine because they came out in 2011 here in the States. What year was Gwen born?
2011.
There you go.
But, yes. So, okay, fights were good. We get the arrows.
I still like
we
the
try
train
to
rangers.
Take the arrows away,
and then don't we fail? Don't
yeah, they get so close to the edge of the cracking in the dimensions, and then they get shot down by the robot army.
Okay,
and somehow the red ninja steel ranger.
Oh, by the way, they tied the red guy.
He was tied to the box.
Tied to a box. The box falls and goes first. And then he's like, oh, I still got rope on me. fuck.
He's used to that because they're ninjas and they use that glider thing.
But he was on the bottom of the box. Augmented. Tied to box. The box exploded before it hit the ground. Was not shot!
Augmented!
They also hit the ground with ranger form and then demorphed.
Yes.
So sparks in a backflip, only they're already on their backs from fucking falling.
There was no sparks! I missed the sparks!
That's because these guys.
Know they got their ass kicked!
These guys are too strong for sparks.
Yeah. Fuck those stupid guys!
They are super.
But anyway, yeah, at that point, they come face to face with the robot army of multiple ranger forms.
Well, they come face to face with boom. What the fuck? Boom, boom. Is this a motherfucking dimensional barrier? Boom. Some bitch!
Let's do some.
Call Doc Strange. We gotta get through this shit.
So now we got all these robot guys that show up, and it looks like they're outmatched. And then our whole ranger team shows up.
There goes the there goes the second arrow.
Oh no!
Now at this point, there is quite literally 5 minutes and 30 seconds of the episode left. It's finally time to see a ranger fight,
and
a big
ranger team up
with the reason we're here. They skip the poses. You notice that?
They skip the morphing sequence.
Yeah, everybody was just like, pop!
What time is it?
It's morphing time. Morphing time.
Pop.
Super Ninja Steel Ranger thing. Bow!
Which,
and then everyone
by the way,
just like, boop!
Once again shows us that there's a strange type of vanity in Power Rangers, because the morphing is instant. They're the ones that choose to dance and jive before morphing. It's their fault.
Can I be honest with you? Apocalyptic event. I'm like the only ranger left. Of course I'm going to fucking pose.
It would have been hilarious if the Dino Charge Ranger just all of a sudden start dancing around before shooting. He's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. it's kind of like the Train Rangers, though. At least they have a reason to be able to fucking stand there and do all the shit they do, because they have the little thing flipped down and be like, you can't cross this, we're morphing.
Every ranger has it. It was just explained in that series.
Yep.
But
what the fuck shows up for the other ones? Because the train makes sense.
They're morphing. You can't get close to the morphing sequence because it gives off energy. That's why there's always explosions when they morph.
That didn't stop the evil Tommy robot.
That's why they don't. That's why the bad guys just.
Which is actually explained.
So what you're telling me is basically the morphine sequence, in quotes.
Actually, believe it or not, the smartest fucking show is RPM.
Because that guy said, what the hell is going on?
He asked, every time we morph, why is there an explosion? He asked the question.
Yeah.
The Green Ranger of RPM. Ask the question, when we morph, why is there an explosion? And so they gave an explanation.
In which case, then the Zordon of that time should have said, by the way, take the Blue Ranger's power. You're the smart one now.
Morphing one time, one guy in an area does not cause an issue.
Yep.
It's a mass power field induction, but it doesn't cause an issue. When multiple Rangers transform at the same time in a single area, the result is a lot more extreme. When the residual energy pops out and all the air comes back in, it acts like a boom and it creates that pop.
So basically what you're telling me is it's like a Metal Gear Solid codec call. If Snake had C4 charges already set and pressed the button after he got done with the call.
Yeah, because everything stops.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But
that cheeky
they fight.
Those claymores. We're going to run right into those.
A huge battle.
What? Define huge battle.
There is some neat attacks. There are some combos.
Now, I
was disappointed by this
it
fight.
Was
I felt like this was just like the other fight that we got back with
the legendary battle.
No, I would tell you Legendary Battle was better.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. The Legendary Battle had more...
more bad guys.
More rangers, and it was... the
and there was more time with each one of them.
Yeah,
you
yeah
got
this
to
was
see,
just, like, rushed.
This one was very rushed. Like, one or two guys got some fancy attacks, and the rest of it was some kicks.
Rock shot!
I wonder if there will be, like, an extended version later on where this scene gets extended.
I seriously doubt it.
But here's my thing. Yeah. What I like,
it would be neat, but I got this feeling like this was it. I think this was an American episode. I don't think we were using Sentai footage. Which means that we were paying for all of it. And when we do that...
It's harder to see nowadays.
Yeah, it is. It's
but
harder to see,
now,
but you can
but
tell.
The ninja, when the Ninja Steel Rangers were fighting, it was still it was stock footage.
Yeah, it was the stock.
There was more American fighting this time, but there was still some stock footage. I noticed a difference.
But you can
Because like Forever Red for years, I thought that was Sentai. That was an American made episode front to back.
Right.
That we did.
But in this one, like when they find the arrows and Pink's like, lay the fuck down on this box. Let me tie you the fuck up. We got to go. You could tell because Red instantly changes to be like, what? Huh? Anime poses? JoJo's? What? And it's okay, well, there's the Sentai. I found the Sentai.
But I think a lot of this was... Yeah. I think they only used, like, maybe 3 minutes of Sentai footage at the most.
I'm going to say about 98% of this was American-made.
Yeah.
They still use a little bit of Sentai footage, but most of it was American.
Now... That fight, for me, that fight was, I mean, it was fine. It was kind of disappointing, though.
Coolest thing to see was the Falcon Zord.
Oh, well, that's coming up. You mean plot hole number 5?
Shut your mouth. Falcon. But I told Bill.
Deus Ex Falcon.
I understand that the Falcon Zord can fly and you need a flying Zord. But I'm sitting there.
Wasn't it blowed the fuck up?
Alpha in a crate.
Alpha in a crate's not going to fix a blowed up. Thunder Zord.
I just remembered something that
he's
in
a crate.
Bring up.
That's not even a Thunder Zord.
It's a
though.
Ninja Zord.
There's something I want to bring up that happened a little bit beforehand when the Rangers got rescued. TJ said, Draven, I was hoping I'd never hear that name again.
I noticed he said that.
What?
And I was like, how do you know that guy?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Now, I haven't watched all of Rangers.
Not
but
yet.
I don't
we'll
feel like
there.
That. They made it sound like this was some guy I knew.
Yeah, made it sound like.
And
he's
I don't
been
know that fucking
before.
Guy. And I've seen the legacy that TJ came from. All of it.
There was no Draven.
And during that time, there was never a point where some Draven guy showed up. So the fact that they gave that to him and let him even say that is confusing to me because he doesn't know who that guy is.
Let's be real.
I mean, I guess there's stuff we're not seeing. Miraculous. Evidently, they're still using their powers, so they're still out there doing shit.
Yeah. There's stuff that we're not seeing. Oh, yeah. Who else was disappointed? I'm tired of it. I'm getting tired of bringing Tommy back, but not bringing back Dragon Caesar. I want to see that motherfucking Zord. It is rusting in the lake.
No, that,
River,
that,
ocean, lake.
We're saving that for the 50th anniversary.
I'll be dead.
JDF will be 90.
And finally... He'll need that thing.
He'll be like, after all these years, old friend, come back.
He'll summon the Dragon Walker.
Maybe the
30th. Regardless of whether you like it or not,
Dragon Caesar
if it didn't make sense, at least we got to see a Zord from our time period. Yes, it was the Falcon Zord, and yes, it was super CGI, not a toy model.
Which I expected. No. I expect that from all Rangers
now. All CGI.
The thing that bugs me most about this last fight was they were like, all right, giganticize this motherfucker. And he's like, brr. Or they're like, oh, great. He's about to bust the thing. And Tommy's like, fuck, I kind of wish we had somebody could do something about this. Do we have anybody?
I can fucking do something about this. Because Dragon gets supersized.
Yeah.
And his arrow shouldn't have taken longer to go up.
Yes. I was hoping. See, I said that last night that I wanted somebody to say
it.
I
was like, why did he shoot the fucking
arrow?
Why
not just lift it up?
Boink.
Boink.
Yeah.
Just lift your arm up,
bitch. Apparently it's further than that. But regardless.
The sky got growed, too.
The reason why the arrow took longer.
The sky can grow, damn it.
Bill, everybody knows
my sky everybody knows, everybody knows that when you grow to the size of a building, the sky gets farther away.
Yes. No, technically, the sky should be hitting your head with that.
The sky got growed too.
Nope.
But no, here's the thing though. The reason why the arrow took longer
got growed.
Even though it
got growed
is because it got bigger. So the wind resistance increased, the drag increased.
No,
the
which
is why it weighed more.
Stand up and stab the sky with the arrow.
No, can't do it too far away.
The true answer is don't view that plot hole.
Out of everything you said, the one thing that does make more sense is yes, the arrow did get heavier because it did get bigger.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now.
And the wind resistance would have changed.
It diminished, and it had more drag because it's fat.
Yep, it's a fat arrow.
Okay, so anyways, Falcon grabs the arrow, throws it back
at
him.
This is what I have a problem
dies.
With. How often in the history of Ranger history has pew, worked against a giant
Let's
fucking monster.
The giant monster.
Bill.
How often has that ever worked?
Never. Not only has it not worked, it hasn't worked against small monsters.
Yep.
And this guy, here's my biggest
fucking
problem.
This guy is
problem.
A bitch.
The biggest problem I have with the entire fucking episode right here.
Nick, 16 little lasers.
Here's my biggest problem
dead.
With the episode. This guy, was a bitch. This guy was not just a bitch. No. If you're paying real close attention, I was watching on the very last seconds of the clip when all of them are standing there talking. They just fucking fired, right? And then they were all putting their guns back and turning to the side. The Green Ranger is there.
What
He's
the
in
fuck?
That crowd, which means he was on the ground being like, doo doo doo, biatch, doo doo doo.
Let's be real for a second.
Shadow Clone Jutsu?
Let's be real for a second.
Ninja powers, they did it first.
They did it first.
Yeah.
Let's be real for a second because I was not talking in the mic but talking into my bottle.
That'll learn you.
Oops.
I did that was so weird. But first off, he doesn't have a gun. The Green Ranger never had a gun. He does.
He has
his
a Zuda
dagger
Ninja.
Is the gun.
No, that Zudanja blaster, they all have it.
Yeah. Oh, because it really looked like he had the fucking dagger out when he was going
it's
pew-pew.
It's very rare that you see it.
Yeah.
It's only in a couple of the stock footages, but he has a white one over here. Sorry, I think the white one is on this side where he puts the... No, because their Green...
spot where the direct
their Green Ranger, goes. Their Green Ranger was left-handed. The dagger is in a black pouch on this side.
And the gun's on
the
other side.
The gun is on the other side in a white pouch.
Okay. Okay. Because he never really
and
used
the toy,
it.
The newest toy, comes with both. Okay. And you can put both pouches on him.
I'm going to tell you something right now. That fight, that guy could have gotten big and been like, oh, I'm a scary giant monster. If he would have had the Sword of Darkness, he'd just thrown it at him and defeated him. We need that Sword of Darkness back.
Nope, can't do it. Instead, we got to use the Falcon Zord and fucking fly an arrow into him.
My biggest problem is this.
The original Mighty Morphin song.
He's so fucking weak. This bad guy is so weak and so sad.
Wait. He wasn't so weak as to be able to block the Ninja Steel guys, but he was weak enough to take his
that
own arrow.
That is a barrier.
He was so weak that guy was literally held at bay as a giant by 16 little bitty guys with little bitty blasters. And I want you to keep in mind that his goal is to tear down the barrier.
Between dimensions.
This does not destroy dimensions. It will not be the end of all universes. It does not negate anything.
What it's going to do, it's going to make all dimensions easily accessible.
Easily accessible. So, he couldn't handle 16 guys with tiny blasters. Now he's got 180 with 180 little blasters. And some of those guys got big fucking blasters. Like Cop Man. Do, 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 do!
Or be careful with Rhino Fist Man.
Yeah, can't stop the Rhino, goddammit.
Oh, and on top of that, how many fucking swords would they have to deal with? He'd be like, fucking, I'm a giant.
Because
your fucking
now,
little pew
nowadays,
pew beans.
Zords have zords and zords and zords.
This guy was.
They would all. No, that's how we get the ultimate.
No.
The ultimate Daizujin.
This guy was bested by 16 tiny blasters.
Super ultimate Daizujin.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
Guy was
God
bested by 16 tiny blasters and a bird.
Yep.
Hey, that bird ain't nobody's fucking joke.
Doesn't matter. If you actually look at all the Ranger episodes, that bird only served one real purpose. Shoot a couple missiles and allow the Megazord to fly.
Yeah, I was about to
that
say,
was it. That's all it did. No matter how cool it was, the birds have always been the weakest fucking thing in the Ranger buildups.
Which is weird because in that series the leader was the bird.
Think about it. You know, Kimberly had the weakest fucking Zord. That fucking Pterodactyl was garbage.
The Red Ranger Zord is always the strongest, most capable Zord. It always is. Even crappy Rocky, his monkey could fight on its own.
Dude, Rocky, when he took over the power, he got the fucking Shinron.
Remember the Eternal Dragon Zord? Yeah.
The greatest of all?
The thing that can change into
second,
a person?
Second greatest.
Like, you're looking, the Red Ranger Zords are always the most competent. The birds are almost always there just to add, like, a flare.
Except and then if you're Adam, you just get fucked.
So this guy was defeated by 16,
I'm sorry.
16 tiny blasters and a bird.
He got the bull. I mean, the bull was cool.
No, you remember where his damn Zords always ended up being? He was always the cock.
Dick. Except for one time.
Except for once.
The lion, he was the chest.
So,
bad guy defeated. Let's have the Rangers talk to each other. Yeah.
For like 2 seconds, and they're like, all right, well, we got to get everybody back to their own times. Now, here's another thing that's fucked up. Rangers from every dimension going missing. Three portals open up. All right, that's cool. One person goes in that one. The two people with fucking other zappy dimension things jump into their two portals, and everyone else goes through the other one.
And not just that.
Different dimensions.
Tommy and Kat are holding hands, hopping in. They are together.
Now, why is that fucking important? Because it solidifies the fact that stupid future episode...
That Christmas episode.
...happened.
Yep.
Everybody's so fucking against that idea, but we are not prone to the stuff that happened in between episodes. We don't know where the other Rangers go and what their retirement looks like. We don't know what the other battles they dealt with are. Obviously, they're still out there morphing because they show up. So that proves to us that at some point in time, Tommy met back up with Kat.
Probably sometime after Dino Thunder, since she was nowhere... She was mentioned, but nowhere seen.
And then... He took up part of his old lifestyle. He went back to fighting. He teaches a dojo. She does who knows what the fuck she does.
She was a very good swimmer.
Right now, it looks like she does a bunch of nothing. I don't know what the fuck she does, to be fair.
She's a mom.
When you save the world, Bill.
Yeah. Okay. No, because in the Sentai, there's an actual mom force now. So that means she's still fucking out there whooping ass.
There's a mom force in the Sentai version, so...
So... That means, technically speaking, since we used their footage, there is a mom force in our Rangers somewhere.
Yep.
God. Just, God.
Guess what we're going to have for our 30th anniversary? Mom force.
Mom force.
At 40th, can we have dad force?
No.
No. Fuck your equality.
Hey, at 50, can we have cousin force?
Only in the South.
Apologize for all those living in the South.
Except for those living in Georgia. Fuck you guys.
That was so terrible.
I will not apologize for that.
So.
they probably will.
I think we've torn this up enough.
Yeah.
Rate it.
1.5.
Ow. He says, even if you're a Power Rangers fan, you can't like this.
Honestly, there was very... It was too short. It was rushed. There wasn't a lot of good. There was some decent, but not a lot of good.
I'm going 3.3. Because it would be higher if they had left in the extended fight between Tommy and Tommy.
I didn't even see an extended fight. I saw a couple flippy kicks and stuff, and robot exploding.
Maybe a little more stuff in the big battle towards the end. But other than that, I'm kind of like, it could have been better, but it could have been a lot worse, too.
Right.
Yeah,
Bill, what do you give it?
Fabric shield and silver stripe.
Okay. I think that I'm around there too. I think that if you have a love for the Rangers, if you've been around this long, if you made it to this episode, or even if you just came back to it, I think the fight with Tommy is good. I realize they cut out a part of it. You don't get to see the if your favorite guy of Tommy, if that if your favorite thing was the black Bronchiosaurus thing, sorry. That was not my Tommy. And to bring up a comic book quote, that's not my Wolverine, that's not my Superman, that's not my Spider-Man. Look, this is the way these things are. They're fandom, and they have ridiculously long histories, and people attach themselves to specific areas of their life. And for me, it's always white-green. It's always white-green. Nothing else Tommy has ever done has fucking mattered. Nothing. Because, to quote, that's not my Tommy. Sure, same guy, he comes back, he gets powers, he shows up, white-green. That's what it is. That's when I was a kid, that's what I know him for, that's where he accomplished his best material, and that's what I give a shit about. And that's what I seen the most of. Especially the green.
So 3.3?
So I'm at about a 3.5, because I do believe that this is easily Ranger material. It's exactly what I expected from a Ranger episode. I don't see that the other team is any actually... I don't see that it's any different than anything else we've tolerated. It's very shitty acting with martial arts scenes. That's what it's always fucking been. There was only one good actor in Mighty Morphin, and that was Amy Jo Johnson, and that's it. That's it. She was the only one that went on to be something. Everybody else was filling space. Whether they became better actors or not, where the fuck are they now? What are they doing? Tell me their fucking work, your great, fabulous
Austin
work history without IMDb.
Austin is at work as an as a EMT.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Are you sure? You sure that's what he's still doing? Do you know?
No.
What was the last thing you seen him in?
Adam's still a voice actor.
Yeah.
Okay, you could point him out, but that's not... That's a different kind of acting.
The last thing I saw Adam in was, like I said, in the last episode.
And there's
doing that episode of Witch Ninja with Gaijin Goomba.
There's mega respect for voice actors. But you will notice that voice acting holds a very specific trope. And if you're paying attention and you're a fan of voice acting, a lot of the actors that couldn't make it as actors go into voice acting. I'm not being a bastard here. There are very good voice actors out there. But sometimes when you can't act with your body... That doesn't mean you can't pull it off with your voice and you can't manifest feelings that sound good, but maybe you can't make them look good. And a lot of these kids, I don't buy the fact that they're sad and crying. But in an anime, that character looks like it's sad and crying, and their voice sounds enough to make me say, that's happening.
Sometimes that's the opposite effect, too.
Kind of like how...
Sometimes you're a good actor... But you can't voice act with a shit.
That does happen. Yeah, yeah. But that's because some actors have to use their body. In fact, if you've ever seen the voice acting work of a certain character, Mark Hamill, and anything he's ever done, he can't sit the fuck down. If you put him in a studio where he has to like sit in a spot with a script, he can't do it.
No, he always stands.
He's incapable of acting in that manner. He has to get up and move and roam around the box and do like, you may as well just fucking actually put him in the role in real life because he's doing it. That's the way
that's
he
where
acts.
Cockknocker came in when Kevin Smith asked him to be in fucking Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. He's literally being the Joker mixed with fucking Luke Skywalker all in one. Because where'd you get the name Cockknocker? Well, you see, it all started when wham! Don't fuck with the Jedi Master, son.
Like, this is the way that voice acting works. And sometimes you can act with your voice. You can't act with your body. Mm-hmm. Some people act better with their faces and their emotional range than they can with their voice.
Yep.
In fact, I would put it to you to rewatch Star Wars. I know this is going to sound like blasphemy. Watch the original, not the original, but the fucking prequel movies. And pay real close attention to that mannequin kid. But really pay attention to those two movies because he can't create the range that he needs to do what he needs to do, but when his job is to just cry, he could do it. Watch that scene where he kills all those sand people and then comes home and has to think about it. That's a real scene. And if you see nothing else from the rest of that movie and was not connected to the fact that the rest of that movie is fucking awful.
Yeah, he comes back and talks about how he slaughtered the men, the women,
could,
the children.
Yes, you could buy that. It's very good. But he has physical range. That guy's not a voice actor. He can't pull it off without the rest of him to do it.
Yep.
That's important. There are different forms of acting, and that's very important.
Not everybody.
And only Amy, she was the only person in that original show that was an actor. So the fact that bad actors are in Power Rangers doesn't fucking bother me.
Not everybody can be the greatest voice actor of all time.
Bad acting and plot holes have been around
for generations.
I mean, I like Johnny. That's Adam's real name, if you didn't know him, Johnny.
Yeah.
I do like his voice acting in anime and video games, and I think he's a good voice actor. He's
a subpar actor. Physical.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I think he's a good voice actor. He's never going to be Kevin Conroy. That's the greatest voice actor of all time. I love Batman. Mm. Shut your mouth. Batman is amazing.
No, this is true,
that,
but
me, I'm not. Don't get me wrong. Mark Hamill's an amazing
way tie for best voice actor.
And I wouldn't even put her in the best of all time category. But I'd tell you, Tara Strong would tear him to pieces.
Yep.
He's got one thing, Batman.
Okay, Tara Strong is good because she was Bubbles and Powerpuff Girls.
And Raven and Teen Titans.
Raven and
Teen
Titans. And Batgirl.
Harley Quinn.
And Batgirl.
And Batgirl.
Yeah, she has range. Those are completely different fucking characters.
That's what I'm getting at. She's way better than he is.
And you got a Billy West, and you've got a Johnny DiMaggio, and a fucking Robbie Paulson.
My
and a
Matt Mercer.
Batman is Kevin Conroy.
One. Can you do another?
He was the best voice actor for Batman, in my opinion.
Ooh, I would argue with you because RoboCop.
Yep.
You hear that? He's saying, fuck you.
Who was the voice actor?
The Dark Knight Returns, Part 1 and 2?
Yeah.
That's RoboCop doing that voice. And that's some of the best Batman work I've ever seen.
Okay. But listen, man, I get it. Times,
everybody's going to pick their own. Look, that's just like Mark Hamill with the Joker thing.
He's
going to be really hard to beat because he has the most exposure.
Yeah. That's my Joker.
Yeah.
I've heard other Jokers, and while they didn't do too bad of a job, no.
Yeah, but he has the most exposure.
Yes.
Give him one episode like some of those other guys get one movie,
no,
and then
fair,
see how that holds up.
To be
up.
Fair, growing up, I didn't even realize that Luke Skywalker was the Joker.
Right, but no. I'm telling you.
When I found out, I was just happy.
But he had a multitude of time to grow on you through video games,
yes.
animation,
yes.
series, and multiple movies. He has the most exposure. Yeah. Is he good? Yes, he's fucking fantastic.
He has the
but
best laugh.
Really stop and put. No, I don't know if that's true.
I love the Joker laugh that he does. No, I won't.
I think that's a little too much.
I still think Johnny D, when he played the Joker, I can't remember in which movie it was. It's the one Batman movie where literally fucking they go to interview Joker and he's just sitting there just, my throat's dry. Can I get a drink of water?
So that's Under the Red Hood.
Yeah,
and that is a brilliant Joker performance.
That laugh. Oh, God.
That is fucking brilliant. It's one of the best Joker performances ever put on tape. Period. And he also when he comes out of the closet and he's like, you gotta hand it to the boy. He came back from the dead to make this one happen. Ooh, get one of me. And then get one of the kid. And then get one of the crowbar. And then get a group picture of all of us.
Uh-huh.
And the crowbar!
And when he kills those five guys, he slits one throat, grabs a gun, kills the other dudes, points the gun at him and says, I'm gonna need some guys. But not these guys, because, well...
They're dead.
That is one of the best Joker performances ever done. And if you take Mark Hamill, who's brilliant, he has the most exposure. Characters grow on you, even if they're bad. And he's not bad. But give him the two episodes. Give him two episodes, that's it. He gets two episodes. Pick two Joker episodes from the animated series, and then pit them against every other performance that was ever done, and then that'll be fair.
Yeah.
So who's left to score?
And Seth.
I'm agreeing with Bill. These guys are a
3.5. Oh, yeah. 3.5, biggest reason.
A lot of people are going to hate me for my Mark Hamill talk, but I want people to actually think about
you.
Single performances.
To be honest with you, I don't hate you. You know, coming from me, my Joker is Mark Hamill.
And there's no reason he shouldn't be.
And he's going to always be my Mark Hamill.
He's going to be your Mark Hamill.
He's my Mark Hamill.
He's my Mark Hamill.
Mark
will always be your Mark Hamill.
He's always going to be your Mark Hamill.
Oh, Mr. J.
No, it's Mr. H.
Yep.
But he's Mr. J in the show.
But you
way,
said he'll always be my Mark
he's
Hamill.
He's my Hamill, but damn it.
Either way,
my
we're at Hamill. About 2 hours, so the total overall score is 3.06.
Because I'm a hater.
You know how we are.
3.06 for the Dimensions in Danger.
And this is what happens when Nick comes back from hiatus. All the pent-up
salt.
This is what
happens when everybody comes back. Because if it's just me and Scott, the episodes are monotone and suck, but they're only a half a fucking hour.
No, the last two were not bad episodes. The last two were not bad episodes.
Ah, fuck.
There were times that you guys really hit the material fine. Hmm?
No, it's still recording.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. See?
See?
So, yeah. That is our review of Dimensions Danger, and bye.
Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.